Rivian is not the only automaker trying to get attention at the L.A. Auto Show with its new electric vehicles. GLT's Ryan Denham continues our coverage from L.A. with a look at the competitive landscape facing Rivian, the company that wants to bring the former Mitsubishi plant in Normal back to life.
This week in a packed L.A. Auto Show presentation room, the crowd hooped and hollered when Rivian's electric pickup and SUV pulled on stage for their big debut. In the crowd was Robert Bollinger, whose Detroit-based company, Bollinger Motors, is launching an EV pickup too. On paper, that makes him a competitor, but Bollinger doesn't see it that way. He suggests they're more like allies in an EV revolution that needs more automakers of all stripes so that the supply chain can grow. He calls Rivian's debut a great presentation.
We're just worried about getting our own truck to production, which is hard enough. But again, anyone who's developing any kind of technology in the EV world is going to help, because right now no one realizes how few components are being made by Tier 1 providers. So onboard chargers, DC-DC inverters, everything, all that kind of stuff, there are very few choices out there. So the more companies that are making vehicles, the more there will be companies that can supply them, and then prices go down for everybody. So it's definitely a win-win-win to have as many people working on EVs as possible.
Given its lead position in the market, comparisons to Tesla are common for any EV startup, and Rivian is no exception. The Elon Musk of electric pickup trucks, read the headline of a story this week in the LA Times. Here's RJ Scaringe.
Of course, Tesla's done an incredible job of making electric cars cool. They took the untruth that electric cars are boring and slow and flipped that and showed the world electric cars can be exciting and certainly very quick. But they're focused on a different space than we are, and you know, it's a great company. So we look at it and we view the world needs multiple, many different avenues to build vehicles. It's not just one flavor, so it needs different flavors, and that's what we're, of course, working towards.
One of Tesla's biggest advantages is arguably Elon Musk himself, spotlight-seeking showman. Could the same be true for Scaringe, the 35-year-old car nut with a PhD from MIT in mechanical engineering?
A lot of Tesla is the cult of Elon and his personality, not unlike Steve Jobs and Apple, and RJ is not that.
That's Chelsea Sexton, an EV industry watcher based in L.A.
As long as the story gets told, there is ample room for humility in our space. EVs and auto industry in general is overcome with arrogance. So it's actually a little bit refreshing to not have somebody walk out on stage, go, I am the best thing since sliced bread, and overpromise about their vehicle and everything that's going to happen. So they still have to, it won't keep them from having to actually show up and do it and actually prove what they have said they're going to do. But I think it's okay that he's not that personality. And to some degree, there can only be one Elon, and everyone who tries to have that personality is only going to be seen as a copycat anyway. So there's a risk to even walking down that path, and there's no need to do it.
Jim Womack, the Rivian advisor, also noticed Scaringe's humility.
You know, he's a real contrast to the kind of predominant model of entrepreneur, which is this very hard-charging kind of guy who's going to do what it takes to get to be a billionaire. And you know, all of you, I've known RJ for 10 years, and he has never talked about making money. Never. It's never come up.
Rivian's products, a luxury SUV and pickup, are unique. Also unique is that Rivian will mostly build them in-house without outsourcing big things to outside firms. It's building its own battery packs, buying the cells, has its own manufacturing plant at Normal. Its staff in San Jose, California, is doing the self-driving technology and the data side. That's in contrast to the collaborative approach taken by other companies. GM and Honda, for example, announced a partnership last summer to develop next-gen batteries together. What about startups? Here's Ian Simmons, Vice President for Business Development, Corporate Engineering, and R&D for Magna International, a massive Tier 1 auto supplier based in Canada.
The reality of what it takes to launch a product in the automotive industry and all the barriers and requirements and specs you have to meet, you can only do it with a Tier 1 partner. I would say it's almost impossible to get there on your own.
Rivian isn't going it completely alone. Its largest shareholder is Abdul Latif Jamil, a Saudi-based auto distributor with ties to Toyota. Another investor is the Sumitomo Corporation of America, a Japanese company that sources logistics and installs product equipment for automakers. And Scaringe says partnerships could also go the other direction. Rivian's vehicles are built on a common skateboard, which houses the battery packs. And Scaringe says that platform and related battery tech could be sold off to other businesses. The buyers might even put a different upper or vehicle body on top of the skateboard, opening up a new revenue stream for Rivian.
So this is something we're not talking about publicly yet, but there's a lot of activity where we're taking that core technology and we're utilizing it in some very different applications.
Reporting from Los Angeles, I'm Ryan Denham.
You can follow GLT's coverage of the LA Auto Show at wglt.org/Rivian.